Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And this is going to be a fabulous gardening day. If you're in Seminole County or near Sanford, Florida, you can go to the Seminole County Extension Office at 250 West County Home Road, and you can attend their Garden Expo today. It's going to be a fun-filled day with demonstration gardens, organic and butterfly gardening, children's activities, and how-to clinics. Also, there's going to be great plant sales and garden-related sales programs. And then, you know what? Tom McCubbin at 11 o'clock this morning, he's going to be talking about garden challenges, what it takes to have a dream garden. And so if you're having, Tom McCubbin withdrawals, please go out there and, say hi to him. I know he misses
everyone.
He'll love that. He will. And you can go say hi. And then I will be there at 1 o'clock. And I will be designing your dream landscape, and I'll tell you how exactly I do it for all of my clients and how you can have a beautiful garden that's Florida-friendly and low maintenance. I'm going to give you all of my good tips, and I will be doing that at 1 o'clock in the auditorium. There's going to be many, many different plant societies there. If you enjoyed listening to Glenna talk about her African violets and would like to try one, stop by and see the Central Florida African Violet Society. They're going to be there today. So we are going to be talking. We're talking today about African violets. And then Glenna mentioned self-watering pots. So we'll let John Denver just bring in our dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Self-watering is a horticultural term that means the process of watering by pot or planter used for the plant. They are usually designed with two individual containers nested on top of each other, with one plant or pot or planter having a reservoir which the soil can take up water without the need for manual overhead watering of the plant. This is done by either wicking or plastic pots, using a pot made out of an absorbent material like clay and ceramic. Using a self-watering pot helps prevent overwatering by new gardeners or allows a gardener to go away on vacation without worrying the plant will die. Self-watering pots are made in all sizes, miniature, small, medium, or large containers for shrubs and trees. They can be used indoors or outside. A few plants that thrive with self-watering are African violets, herbs, fiber optic plants, which are really cool. Fiber optic plants are really cool. Ferns, hostas, lobelias, papyrus, pansies, peace lilies, pitcher plants, pothos, spike moss, strawberries, and also vegetables. If you find that you have a fungal gnat issue with self-watering pots or planters, check out Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. So the dirty word of the day is self-watering. Let your plants take up what they need to on their own. You don't have to overhead water them. So that's really cool. All right. Let's go to Lance. Oh, no. So Lance. Sally.
Is he speaking today?
Yes. There we go. We've got good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Teresa.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. You know, we were talking about the citrus industry, and have you heard of the Hancock citrus groves in Florida?
I have heard of them. I haven't visited them, unfortunately, but I have heard of them.
Well, Glenna Hancock, her father was Buster Hancock, who started and grew all of the, who planted all of the thousands of acres of citrus in the Claremont area. And so we had her on this morning. And this is a time that we really need to start taking care of our citrus after the winter. So what would you suggest?
Well, if you haven't fertilized yet, now's a good time to do it. You were talking earlier about, fertilizers, and the key is the nitrogen is one of the most important nutrients, but you want some P and K as well, and the micronutrients are very important, like you said, iron, manganese, and zinc.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help keep the trees as healthy as possible, looking their best, but also, you know, they're going to have to face up to citrus greening, so proper fertilization and vigorous growth will really help.
And so is that the same for every type of citrus? So like, you know, lemons and grapefruit and tangerines and, the oranges?
Yeah, in general it is. I mean, lemons tend to be more vigorous than other citrus types, so they might need a little bit more nutrients than some of the other slower-growing mandarins or some of the smaller kumquats and things like that. But you can go to the University of Florida has some great information on fertilizing and how much to apply for trees at different ages. So you have there's a lot of good information out there.
I will post that with your hour when I post it on Facebook. I'll post that too as well because that's good point. All right, and so now what about cutting back? We did have a really hard freeze that some of the citrus did get a little touch. How would you recommend cutting back at this time?
You know, I'm a one that believes that you should wait and let the plant tell you how far the freeze damage goes, because what I found out is if you cut back too early, you can actually do more damage than good by increasing the extent of the damage. So go ahead and wait and see how I know it's hard because the plants might not look too good, but really in the long term, it's going to be better. So, you know, look for some really good growth coming out from below where the damage was done and then prune back to that. But, you know, give it a little bit of time.
Now, do you believe in using systemics when you're using when you're fertilizing, so that you also give them some pest control?
For citrus, yeah, you know, we have some the citrus fruit and vegetable is a systemic from a BioAdvance that you can use, and it's you apply it, you don't have to spray, you apply it to the soil, and it protects against things like the psyllid and other pests, but. You know, it's not a magic bullet, unfortunately, because you can only apply it once in a season. So if you're going to be trying to control the psyllid, for instance, you're going to have to use some other options as well.
Right. Now, that's important for people to understand that when they use systemics, it has a time frame on there, and it will say on the label, you can only use this or use this every, 90 days or every 120 days. And so what would you recommend for somebody who's just getting started? What kind of fertilizer should they use?
Well, any good citrus fertilizer would be great. Like it said, the nitrogen is the first, and just make sure that when you read a label, you know, it's really an art to read a fertilizer label, and if you're good at it and you learn how to do it, you can, you know, really improve the health of your plants. So a good citrus fertilizer is great. Just make sure you have those micronutrients.
Lance Weilheim, thank you so much. His book series, Gardening with Dummies for Roses, is excellent. You need to get it out. Thank you so much for calling in, Lance. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. That's Lance Weilheim, Gardening for Roses, Dummies for Roses. And he's just got an incredible amount of knowledge. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to be back with Sally Cunningham. Thank you so much. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you've had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR-FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR-STAR-8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and motor vehicles.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
There's a care crisis in Florida's nursing homes. Nearly 40% of homes are already on the state regulator's watch list, and now the industry is pushing to cut staffing requirements and decrease the care that Floridians depend on. Tell state lawmakers to keep nursing care in Florida's nursing homes. Call your representative at 1-844-489-1311 and your senator at 1-844-489-1328. Paid for by AARP.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. US Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are a show about asking gardening questions. If you have a question you would like to have answered, you can call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we've got some just waiting. But we have with us right now, joining, Sally Cunningham. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine in Buffalo, New York, but it wasn't long ago that I was in Florida, so I'm thinking of you down there.
Oh, I'm telling you, is it still cold? How is it in Buffalo?
Oh, in the 20s, it's cold.
That is cold.
With winter.
Oh, yeah, my.
So we gardeners think ahead.
That's so true. Now, tell us all the different ways that you help fans with gardening up in Buffalo.
Well, I'm a little like you, Teresa. I'm the garden lady up here in this half of New York State. And I was on TV for 23 years doing tips on Sunday morning. So that's how strangers know me. But also I did radio and I have a newspaper regular weekly and so forth. So I try to encourage beginners not to be afraid. It's not the end of the world if a plant dies. So I really want to get a positive attitude about it, because gardening is a joy. It's good for our spirits, our hearts, our mental and physical health. And it's good for the earth if we do it carefully.
That's so true. And it's so good for your health, your mental health, and your physical health. And so it's just amazing. Yep. So when we were talking a few weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, we've got this Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour coming up in June. And we were so excited about it. And we still had some open spots, but you're here to update us today. How many do we have going?
Well, we have a full house, and there's actually a tiny wait list. We're really sold because of you and your excited customers that have found us. But I really think that people might like to get waitlisted, and it looks like you and I should be doing a repeat of this tour because it's so popular. And these gardens in the Philadelphia region are breathtaking, and it's history. So it gives people ideas for their own gardens, whether you live in Florida or Maine. It's just a stunning thing to experience. So let's start a new list.
I know. Well, that's what I would like to do because it's very inspiring, especially for me as a landscape designer, to go to these botanical estates. And they really are palatial, where we not only see the history and the grandeur of really normal gardens that was a home for someone that have now been turned into museums and estates that we can walk through and get inspiration for our local gardens.
And these estates that we're talking about on this tour, for example, and any tour that I would run there, the range is from the very formal of Longwood Gardens from the DuPont family, Pierre DuPont and the designers. The hugeness and the formality is stunning. You could be anywhere in Europe. You could be in a great French castle in its estate. But then you go to the other extreme and you go to Chanticleer, which is this whimsical garden with rolling hills and meadows and funny little arrangements and teacups and all kinds of strange plantings. It's from one style to the other, and it's something for everybody. So you can't go away from these trips without ideas for your own garden and just a respect for what the horticulturists of the past have done.
And when we do our garden tours, we also like to include going to museums and meeting famous people. And tell us about the people that we're going to be meeting on this trip.
Well, we're going to be meeting the actual John Bartram, father of landscape horticulture. It's a friend and actor of Teresa's and mine who does this wonderfully all over the country. And he really wants to tell you about how three generations in his family trekked the U.S. From Vermont to Florida, finding plants and making at the time the largest plant collection in the country, starting in the 1700s. And when you go there with him or without him to his garden, you see the Franklinia, which is the tree named after Benjamin Franklin. It's the signature tree of John Bartram's garden and discoveries. So it's a great experience. And we're also going, you probably know Jenny Rose Carey yourself.
I do. She is amazing. She's a wonderful garden author.
Yep. And we're going to the Northview Garden of her, meeting her, and all the guests get her book. It's an exciting thing to see. I have not been to that garden. It's the only one of these that I have not personally visited. So we have a lot going. And as I say, we need to do this trip again. You and I are working with Art in Bloom Garden Tours. And if people want to be listed, I think they could either contact you or go to Gwendolyn, as a little girl was stuck with this name, Gwendy, at Art in Bloom Garden Tours. Art in Bloom Garden Tours describes exactly what these tours are about.
Exactly. Or if they'd like to contact me through my website, which is she-consulting.com, I have a page on the garden tours, or they can contact me through Better Lawns and Gardens, betterlawns.com, and let me know, and I'll put them on the list because we're going to go to a lot more exciting places. And we're going with gardeners who love to geek out at flowers and plants, and we get excited, Sally, you and I, as much as everybody else that goes on the tours with us.
Yes, and I so appreciate that you and I have in common, even though we live in very different places, the focus on organic and earth-friendly approach. You know, that's what I speak and care about. is that people don't damage Mother Nature's beautiful things.
Right.
And in this time, it's never been more important. So ecology thinking is part of what we do. And even if we see a formal garden, how they choose the right plant for that climate and care for it properly, whether it's Florida tropicals or great big conifers in the Northeast, that's a really important point.
That's so true.
We can't go killing the birds and the insects.
Exactly. And they and it's amazing to see these large type of estates taking care of their properties and their treasures organically and safely with environmental processes and practices.
Yeah, so, and we're both teachers at heart. I know on tours, I'm always giving education and quizzes for prizes and things like that to keep people learning, because the gardening principles are true no matter where you live. It's about knowing, when does the plant need water, fertilizer, or the right kind of soil, improving the soil, pruning. You know, we teach all this as we go.
It's just inherent in us. I mean, I can't help but when I go to nurseries or even just shopping for food and somebody's picking up a plant and they'll kind of look puzzled and I'll say, what do you need to know about it? And I just help them with the plant. Now, you and Jim Charlier, you have an award-winning garden book called Buffalo Style Gardens that is an amazing design book for everyone. And it's a big seller. And it's, I think, one of the best design books for the 21st century. So how can people get a copy of it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, thank you. The book is Buffalo Style Gardens, and the website is buffalostylegardens.com. And it tells about the book and how to get it. And it's in Barnes & Noble and here and there, so it's not hard to find. But I will say that some people might think, well, why would I buy a buffalo style book? And I'll tell you what it means. Buffalo style means funky, personal, artistic, designed to express who you are. And that applies to anywhere in the States or in Europe. And Buffalo has the largest garden tour in the country now, with 400 gardeners, personal, not rich people, regular people who put their heart and soul into their gardens. And it's so fun to see the pride, the creativity. So this book brought out the stories of these gardeners and the garden design principles. It was a joy. I was most proud because we could give regular gardeners their moment in the sun. Literally,
it was one of my most impactful design garden tours that I've ever been to. Aww. So it changed my life. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Sally, for coming on today and getting me even more excited about seeing you in June. Take care, hon. Stay warm.
Oh, happy gardening to all. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Sally. This is a time to call me with your gardening question at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text 23680. Check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks and all the great products of our sponsor, Summit Responsible Solutions, at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. We're going to be right back with more of your gardening questions. And if we've got hydrangeas coming up and hibiscuses coming up and your phone calls. If you've missed any of today's show in the last couple hours, you missed a great show, missed the African violets, you can go on to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can hear the show, or I'll be posting it on our Facebook page, in Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, so you'll see that. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens and that they can call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to our text messages. And so someone asked, can you recommend a quality home soil test kit? What I tell you is that you can find test kits, soil test kits, at all the major box stores and nurseries. They all sell the similar ones. But I will tell you, the best quality soil test you're going to get is going to be at your local extension office, your county extension office. No matter where you live in the state of Florida, they will do a soil test for you. They will send it off to the university. They will find out what kind of nutrition you need if you want to get a soil analysis. That costs a little bit more than a soil test, but you will know exactly what is in your soil and how to fertilize it. So I would say the best quality soil test that you can get is through your local extension office. All right. Now, if you do want to get the other ones that you can get at the box stores or nurseries, that's fine. I just don't know whether it's going to give you the right information or not.
Well, I was a little perplexed there whenever you're talking about putting the oak leaves into your compost, because I've always taught that oak leaves are very acidy.
Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
Okay.
Okay. The oaks and pine trees, they are in acidic soil, but the leaves don't, they can't change the pH that much. That pH is acidic because of the 100 years the oak tree's been there.
Oh.
So, you know, trying to put the oak leaves into your compost pile to make it acidic really isn't going to work. It's good, and that's what we recommend, and that's what I do, is put oak leaves in the compost pile, but it's not going to change really the composition of the pH.
Okay, I love that.
So it's, you know, it's a good way to use them, but it's not going to change the pH as much as that. So that's my information on that. My next text is, my hibiscus are 6 feet tall, leaves are sparse, but many blooms, hate to cut, but you think I should. I will say, if it's 6 feet tall and it's, you don't want it to be that height, yes, go ahead and cut it. But I'm going to also tell you that you want to make sure that your hibiscus is getting enough water. They kind of need mesic soils and consistent watering, and we've been very dry. But they also need fertilizer, and they need fertilizer because they're trying to bloom, they're trying to grow leaves, and they're trying to grow root systems and be healthy and sustainable. They like to, you know, be resistant to pests, and to do that, they need to be healthy, and being healthy means to be, you know, fertilized on a regular basis, okay? So, you know, that's what I would suggest. Yeah, go ahead and cut them. People are so afraid to cut these days, and I just want to tell you that, you know, I cut my plants back twice a year, once in, you know, after winter time, and that's when I usually do a winter cleanup. And then after the end of summer is the other time that you can cut. Now, the only clarification I want to make on that is, after summer, you do not want to cut your azaleas, your camellias, your winter and spring blooming plants, okay? So you definitely want to cut your winter Or let me just say, you want to cut your spring blooming plants after they bloom. That way you're never going to cut off the buds for next year. We're seeing right now a lot of azaleas that, like fashion azaleas, that they're all blooming on the inside and there's no flowers on the outside.
Oh, okay.
And that's because they're being cut too much and they're cutting off the blooms.
Oh.
So, you know, don't do that.
Just don't do it.
Let's go to Paul in the Villages. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for your expertise. I planted a couple of Thai plants, Hawaiian Thais, back last April, and they took off. They rooted. They did very well. They got up to about maybe 5 feet, four and a half feet high, and they're, you know, purplish and pink and really beautiful.
Yep.
And then we got that hard freeze for 7 hours a couple of weeks ago, and it basically turned all of the leaves brown. They're falling off. I'm wondering what to do. I've seen in the neighborhood other owners of these things have cut them down to like a foot off the ground. What do you recommend? Do you think they'll come back? Or are they dead or what?
No, they will definitely come back. So here's what you need to do. Go ahead and cut it down to where you see that it's growing from. That may be a foot. That may be, you know, 18 inches. Cut the brown off. It's going to flush right back out again. And so on any winter time. You don't want to do that until winter's over. But this year, our winter's over, so I think you're going to be pretty safe by cutting it back right now. The problem with cutting it back, and we still have winter to go, is that any new growth will be damaged by another winter freeze, and that will kill probably the tropical plant. So Hawaiian ties really aren't made for the villages, okay? They're zone 10 and 11 and 12. And you are right there at 9 and even possibly some areas in zone 8. And so your Hawaiian ties are going to get zapped every year.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
That didn't make you happy. I'm so sorry.
No. It's good that at least they're not going to die. They just need to be cut back. Thanks for your advice. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye. And so if you have a gardening question, we've got about 20 minutes to go, and you want to text or call 1-888-455-2967 or 23680 for text.
That's right. Call, and then Teresa will tell you that you're planting the wrong plants in the area and crush your dreams of tropical plants.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay, so this person, I've got to get this person right away. My crepe myrtle is trying to die. It's covered with moss also. I was going to cut it back and fertilize well. Advise me, please, Sharon. Sharon, why do you think it's trying to die? And so that's what I would like to know. They go dormant in the wintertime, so it should be okay. But if you're fertilizing it, watering it correctly, it shouldn't die. So I don't want you to cut it back. I don't know, understand why you want to cut it back. Crepe myrtles don't need it. So maybe send me another text and tell me why you think it's dying. We have a local source for that blue salvia, Rhythm and Blues or something. I would go into a independent nursery like Appenberry's or Palmer's Nursery, The Yard Stop, or Lucas Nursery, and ask them to order it for you, and they can bring it in. All right? So we have a few more minutes of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can get your questions answered. Call Lizzie with your gardening question at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99. And add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We're going to go right to the phone calls because I got a lot of that and text messages. So let's go to Benny in Sebring. Good morning, Benny. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have milkweed for the monarchs.
Okay.
All around the house. And I have these insects. I don't know what they are, but they're devilish things. They're about a quarter of an inch long. And they're primarily orange with a little bit of black. And they seem to lay eggs, but I haven't seen the eggs, but they, let's say they lay eggs. And then I have these little things that look like aphids that are orange, and they just cover the little limbs on the milkweed. And I don't know how to get rid of them. They suck the juice out of the little limbs,
right.
So they're killing the limbs.
Right, so that's the aphids, and you need to get rid of them. And what I usually do is I take a water hose and I spray them off. And 2 to 3 times, and they're pretty much gone. So it's a really easy, quick way, and without having to use any chemicals to get rid of the milkweed aphid.
Okay,
so you can try that.
I'll try that. I've been concerned about you. I've been using soap, and they seem to enjoy the soap. They think
no,
it's a bath.
No, but I don't use homemade products. Use a regular pesticide that is labeled for use outdoors, okay? That's going to be your safe way, and that way you'll know you'll kill the insect. The other, the first insect that you mentioned sounds like it could be a ladybug that's, you know, laying eggs, and they're... They've got the food source there, and they really eat the aphids. So you got a little bit of both. So I would knock off, the aphids and leave the other bugs, and they will be your beneficial predator that will help you get rid of the aphids too, as well. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. And the hose, and I'm a little concerned about the butterfly eggs, the monarch eggs.
Well, try not to direct the spray at them. Try and get rid of the ones with the, with the hose. Direct it away from the eggs and just knock the aphids off.
Will do. Okay, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Betty. Thank you.
I'm so glad I found you on the air. I have a garden club meeting Monday, and I'm going to tell them all about you and give them the phone number and the radio station.
Oh, you just made my day, Betty. Thank you so much.
Thank
all right,
you
call back anytime. All right.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of text messages here. Sharon you know, if you will email me at teresa.watkins@live.com, I'll discuss that crepe myrtle with you more. But I need to know why you think it's trying to die. Now, the moss could be just a situation on the bark that it's just spreading, and it's not hurting the crepe myrtle, but it does indicate that there's a lot of decomposition going on. So just give me an email, Teresa Watkins or teresa.watkins@live.com. So can I remove freeze damaged brown foliage from Siberian iris now in North Florida? Yes, you can go ahead and do that. Is there a local source for that blue salvia, Rhythm and Blues, or whatever the name of it was? I can't remember the exact name, but if you will go into your nursery and tell them that you want to buy one, they can find out where to order it from and get it to you. Or you can just Google the name of the salvia, Rhythm and Blues salvia. You'll find an online vendor for it that they can ship it to you. GreatGardenPlants.com. Look for it on there. GreatGardenPlants.com. But I would try your local nurseries first. They'll be able to get it easier for you. All right. I have a 6 or 7 year old honeybell orange tree, and the bark is peeling off and large branches are dying off. Is there an explanation? Yes, it's dying. Okay. So it either has rot, it has citrus greening, it's getting overwatered, and like I said, it's got that crown rot on it. It shouldn't be doing that, but it could have the citrus greening and there's no help for it. So I suggest that you remove it and, you know, in another area close by that has full sun, plant a new one and, you know, and start over with a healthy plant. Okay. My lemon tree has black spot on the leaves. Black spot or sooty mold on the leaves is an indication of an insect problem. You either have white flies, aphids, something like that, that is attacking the tree, and the black spots are the symptom, sooty mold. You got to use a horticultural oil or Captain Jack's dead bug brew and spray the leaves, the tops and the bottom of the leaves, follow the instructions, and kill the insect that is the pest that is doing the damage, okay? It's dormant in the summer. Okay, hold on a minute. Let's see. I think this is Sharon. Let me see if I got the same number. Yes, it is. Okay, Sharon texted me back. She said the crepe myrtle is dormant in the summer, fall, and winter. No blooms, nothing green, no flowers to speak of. Very nice at Halloween. Scary looking. Okay, so Sharon, your crepe myrtle is dead. Okay, so you can remove it, and I would not try to salvage it or try to save it. Go ahead and take it out and plant a healthy one there, okay? And make sure that you get watered, that you're fertilizing correctly, and that, you know, it's in full sun, and you don't need to commit crepe myrtle on it. Don't hack it back, okay? That's a big issue. So it was planted when her granddaughter was born. Soon she will be graduating from the University of Florida, maybe not too old. If your granddaughter's graduating, I would suggest that you tell her that you're planting a new one as her graduation memory and that you're planting a new one for it. Okay, so you can memorialize her graduation with a new crepe myrtle, and I think she will love that. Okay, so Lizzie, we have time for any more callers?
Yes, we do. We have about another maybe 3 minutes. That'll be pushing it. So okay. Call within the next minute.
Okay, 1-888-455-2967 if you have a real quick question. If you would like to go to our Facebook page, please go to our Facebook page and like it. And I will be posting, I will be uploading our the podcast of the show today so that you can listen to it at any time. And you can go to audioboom.com and just search for Better Lawns and Gardens, and you will see it pop up. You will find it on Amazon, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, all the different podcasts. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and it will come up. And you can hear all of the shows from the past 2 years so that you can listen to it at your own convenience.
There you go.
And that's, you know, a really easy thing to do. And I tell you what's on each show, and I give you the links to the subjects that we discussed in the show. So I think that is, just a great way to listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. Okay, great idea. Love your show. Thank you, Sharon, for texting back and listening. to Better Lawns and Gardens?
The Expo.
The Expo. Thank
today,
you so much.
Today, what is... I'm so excited for you and people to be able to go see Tom.
Oh, I'm telling you, today from 9 o'clock until 3 at the University of Florida Extension, Seminole County, 250 West County Home Road in Sanford, you will hear Tom speaking on garden challenges, what it takes to have a dream garden. And that is at 11 o'clock in the auditorium. And then I am speaking today at 1 o'clock, designing your dream landscape. I will have handouts and all sorts of good information.
Handouts?
Handouts.
Swag?
Yes, you get swag. And there'll be a bunch of societies there for different types of plants. There's going to be demonstration gardens, children's activities, how-to clinics, and vendors selling plants. You'll get great plants there. And, of course, Tom McCubbin and I will be there, so I'm looking forward to it as well. I want to thank our guest, Glenna Hancock, for sharing her dad and mom's garden legacy of agricultural and African violets. And then also to Lance Walheim. He is the author of Lawn Care for Dummies and Roses for Dummies and a great citrus book. If you want to have a good citrus book for growing here in Florida, citrus here in Florida, then you want Lance Walheim's citrus book. Lots of great pictures. And so I want to thank him for coming on today and telling us about how to fertilize citrus. Then I also want to thank my good friend Sally Cunningham. I'm so excited. We are going to Philadelphia, and we're going to go to Chanticleer, Longwood, and Winterthur, and we're going to get to meet all sorts of great historical people and geek out at different plants.
I'm loving this. And you know what it is? What I love about that is then you come back and you tell the listeners all the cool stuff that you got to see and you share it on Facebook.
I do.
So, you know, it's almost like we go on the trip with you.
Yes. Well, you can go on a trip with me. Just email me and tell me you want to get on the list. And Lizzie, thank you so much for producing this show. You really saved the day. I'm just...
I appreciate it. You know, if it wasn't for our listeners, we have the best listeners ever. They text, they call, tell me jokes. I love them.
Well, you got to tell me the jokes afterwards. Thank you so much. A special thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. My recommendation to everyone who has bromeliads and water features, check them out at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens, the callers and the texters. You make our show wonderful. We couldn't do it without you. You want to join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens? You can go to my webpage, she-consulting.com or betterlawns.com to get a hold of me. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure.
Last year, utility companies raised electricity rates for Floridians by billions of dollars. Now those same utilities are trying to take away your right to power your home how you choose. Rooftop solar power is becoming more efficient and affordable every day. But utility lobbyists are pushing legislation that would destroy the solar industry. This would put thousands of Floridians out of work and put solar out of reach for countless families. It's time to stop this before it's too late. Take action at FloridaUtilityScam.org, sponsored by Florida Conservation Voters.